played for the Alouettes, the Argos, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders, announced his retirement today. He's got some other interests. We'll touch on those, and also the retirement at relatively young age in football. Shea Emery joins us. Shea, welcome to the show. I don't know if congratulations is the right word when it's retirement, but I guess it is a little bit when it's your choice.
For sure, it is. It is. I'm excited about the way it turned out, and you know, when I look back and say that I played 8 years and won 2 Grey Cups, I'm pretty happy with the result. And one of those Grey Cups actually happening in Edmonton. And my whole family was there. Got lots of great memories. So, yeah, celebratory for sure.
Now, in your career, you're a very physical linebacker. You know, you had some concussion issues. And with those concussion issues, Shea, from what I understand, it kind of reignited some childhood trauma for you. I guess maybe opened up some of the stuff that you had hidden subconsciously. Is that part of it? Because you seem to really be on a path now that there's more to life than football. Is that fair?
100%. You know, and I think saying that I had some concussion issues is a pretty broad statement about every football player that plays an impact position, where I was just one talking about it because I knew that I needed to do so. I knew that I needed to be honest with myself, and you know, the concussion didn't necessarily drive me to be depressed. I think what happened was I had my own personal experiences with trauma, yes, but it was the protocol. It was the way that it was dealt with, where, hey, like, you know, go recover and sit at home in a dark room, and that wasn't very good for me, and I don't think it's sufficient or conducive to a healthy, happy, recovering athlete from this point forward. So I do have a lot of interest off the football field that have really allowed me to provide a purpose and an identity for myself to, like I said, really call this day a celebratory day, like I said.
Shea Emery joins us, a two-time Grey Cup champion, 8-year CFLer, announces his retirement. Very interesting what you said there, Shea, about the protocol, just go home, sit in a dark room. You know, has that changed? Is it getting better? Or are leagues still really kind of in the infancy stage on how to not only evaluate what a concussion is, but how to help guys get through it?
You know, it's tough for me to say. I don't know if it's necessarily like evolved much. I know there's a lot more attention to it, and the clubs and the league are giving more attention to it, which is great. But I think just as in general, there's a lack or a minimal understanding on what's actually happening and how to evaluate it, and secondly, how to help those players get through that. And I think with being a professional sports league and being professional athletes, there needs to be a little bit more hands-on approach. And hopefully that's what I can do, you know, moving forward and leaving a legacy.
Now, you were a big part, of course, Bell's Let's Talk Day, which raised, you know, millions of dollars, which was outstanding. You also had a pretty widely shared TED Talk that talks about the toxic silence of manliness. And it was something that I watched, Shane. I was very intrigued by it, educated by it, and it's something that's true, because guys, it's funny, you know, when I watch the world a lot and I see how females talk a lot about, you know, women talk a lot about, you know, the challenges they overcome, guys were still kind of archaic in the fact that, you know, there's negatives to being a guy and that we just don't ever have to talk about it, you know, and I really appreciated yours. And is that kind of, it seems that that's one of the areas, you know, you want to pursue is men's health advocacy, which isn't just physical health, but also mental health.
It's a total approach to it, and you use the word archaic, and exactly what that is no longer do we necessitate going out and, you know, killing our food and having invaders come in and pillage our villages. Like, we really need to evolve our manliness, and the modern men need to evolve with it. And what that means is we need different survival skills. We don't need to necessarily know how to, you know, kill a man with one blow of an axe or a sword. We need to, you know, utilize those physical experiences to really express the innate heightened levels of testosterone that are just, like I said, they're innate to us. And as men, there's a plethora and a wide spectrum, a wide range of different men. And And what Wellman does, my men's adventure club that I started in 2014, is we provide access to those that expression.
How do people, how do they get involved with this?
You know, right now we're centrally located in Vancouver, and we're pretty mobile. We can set up with kind of an adventure company in town or what have you. And really, it's if you go to wellman.org, wellmen.org, you can sign up for the newsletter, and we can you know, provide you with opportunities and invites to different events across the country. And as mentioned, we're centrally located out here in Vancouver, but we just did one in Kenora, Ontario. We're doing a couple more in Toronto, and hopefully many more across the country, and expanding to outside city communities in the near future. So yeah, just go to wellman.org, and you can follow us on all the social medias as well.
Now, is this something that you guys offer for teams? You know, if just going from a sports angle where, you know, you could have young men come out as a kind of a team bonding thing, or is it more just for individuals?
It's, I mean, we're open to doing whatever. It's, at this point in time, we've done groups. We've been approached to do different companies, and it definitely brings the group of people that embark on the adventure. It definitely brings those men together. And I don't see why I wouldn't work with a group of guys that already know each other. The first one I did was with the UBC football team out here in Vancouver in 2014.
Okay.
And some of the responses we got were, I've played football with these guys for 4 years, 5 years, and I'm just getting to know them today. And I think that's the beauty of it is, you know, you can learn something about your best friend that you've never known just by coming on an adventure and putting your phone away and actually being present and having a conversation that matters with them in that present moment.
Shay, I love it. Wellman.org is where people should go if they want to follow what you're doing. I think it's Wellman's the Men's Adventure Club that exists to inspire men to lead enriched lives through radical experiences in the outdoors, which is awesome because too often many of us are in the indoors. So you've obviously got the leadership skills back from your playing days and now going to take it out to a new level. And I'm sure you'll probably have a lot of former players taking part and likely some Canadian CFL teams and maybe having some bonding experiences with their teammates. Because as you mentioned, if that's what the UBC players think about, I'm guessing pro players who get together and have never met, that could be crucial for having more trust on the field.
100%. And that's the plan, is to really expand and be able to operate and I guess curate an adventure for any group of people.
Well, Shay, best of luck. It sounds like you know what you want to do in retirement. That's fantastic. A great career with two championships, and we hope to talk to you again down the road.
Likewise. Thank you very much.